This is the Define Startup Podcast Show with Curtis Anderton.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Define Startup Show. I'm your host, Curtis Anderton. Before we get started, make sure you go check out our sponsors today, and that is Upscribe.net. Upscribe.net allows you to embed email signups right into your blog. It's amazing, and it converts and gets leads fast for your blog and creating a newsletter list. So go check that out at Upscribe.net. Today's interview is going to be with Galia Wessler. Now, Galia is the CEO and founder of Plazas Technologies Incorporated and a TEDx speaker. She was an absolute pleasure to talk with. I really enjoyed this interview, and there were so many great insights and advice for entrepreneurs about social media and about networking in general, as well as about public speaking. So make sure you guys take a peek at this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And relax and listen in on Galia Wessler.
All right, Galia. Well, first off, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. I'm really excited for this interview.
Thank you so much for having me, Curtis. Pleasure to be here.
All right, so before we get into the questions, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, some hobbies, and what your role is at your company?
All right, so my name is Galia Wessler, and I'm the founder of Plazas Technologies, Inc., and I'm also the founder of Two Galvanized Solutions Limited. And my background is I'm a software engineer by trade, and I specialize in products, so I am a product ninja, which means that I define many, many products for different customers and decided to focus for one product, which is what we're doing at Plazas. My background in terms of personally is I was born in Montreal, but I was raised in Israel and decided to come back to Canada to proceed with my career almost 9 years ago, and I've been residing in Vancouver ever since. And loving it. My hobbies, that's a very tough question. You know, Curtis, like, you have to start with such a tough question. the reason why is because my hobbies is to work, and then I like to work a little bit more, and then I add that to work. So I'm kind of obsessed with what I do.
Sounds exciting. That's great.
What's that?
That's exciting. That's perfect.
I combine that with the fact that I'm also a public speaker. I recently delivered a TED Talk at Queen Elizabeth Theater in front of 3,000 people, and I combine my passion for work with my passion for public speaking, and I'm also part of Toastmasters. I've been president of the Vancouver Entrepreneurs Chapter in downtown, and I guess for hobbies, I always have, you know, the back of my head is the work that I do and the public speaking that I do, so that involves everything. But in terms of hobbies, I have to say I'm spending quality time with the people that are very close to me. That would be like the best hobby that I can come up with right now.
That's wonderful.
And then they will tell you Galia is obsessed with her work.
Well, it seems like most entrepreneurs are, so that's perfect. Awesome. All right, so how did the whole idea of Plazas come about, and kind of what's the origin story behind that?
Yeah, so Plazas is a play on words, plaza and us, which represent real-life social networks. So what Plazas is, it's a platform that allows anybody to create their own social network app. It's kind of like creating your own Facebook, but outside of Facebook. And the purpose is to enhance anybody that has a brand or a company with an existing audience. And it's almost to replace email marketing and existing social networks. Now, the way we came about to create a platform as a social network for different businesses, and the way we came about with the name is that when you think about real-life social networks, people gather around the main plaza. If you think about, like, European cities, there's always something in the main plaza. It could be a church. It could be whatever other stuff that people like to do that has the same interest. And around the main plaza, people gather around, and there's usually somebody that broadcasts different news, and that really represents wall posts. Like, if you think about how social networks are the way they're built, and then people scan one another when they come to that plaza, and that really represents profiles, so that's like profile pages, and then people interact in a private manner, and that represents private messaging. And then what they do is they go ahead and explore what's around that main plaza, and that's different places that they can visit, such as the coffee shops and the businesses. brings you the notion of what it's like to have a social network in the real life. And the purpose of Plazas is to enable people to really connect with their community and take the social network of their lives, or to be more exact, the social network around the business, and bring that into their own ecosystem in the form of an app. So what it is, it's an app builder, but it's not just an app builder, it's a social app builder.
That is really cool. That's such a really interesting concept. And now in the early stages of Plazas, how did you validate it and kind of get people's opinions and find out that this product was what you're going to go with?
Yeah, so I didn't actually answer your question. So the way we came about this this need and the way we validated it is because, remember how I said I also have two Galvanize, and that's a service company.
Yes.
So we took Galvanize, we've been involved by serving many, many clients, and a lot of them wanted to have their own app. But because I myself am very drawn for any social cause, like I'm very, very much, my purpose in life is connecting people. I like connecting people in real life, but also through technology. So I would be interested in getting clients that wanted to build an app to enhance their brand. And then I saw that a lot of the requirements that were coming through to our company, they were always the same. The brand always wanted to have a way for people within their community to communicate privately. The brand always wanted to have like a wall post that where they can share many, many things between community members. And they also wanted to have profiles. And then when I started investigating how these requirements are basically redundant, I saw, based on studies, is that all social networks are exactly the same, but the purpose is completely different. And because these requirements were redundant, we decided to automate everything and then allowing anybody to create their own app with no technical skills required, because, you know, we were able to sell different apps, and you get a lot of projects to your service company, but it's such a pain, you know, to go through the sales process. And yeah, you can sell for tens and thousands of dollars, but you go through sales cycles of months, and then you have to convince them, and then you have to collect all the requirements, and you have to go through design, and then for the client as well, it takes so much time for them to get an app ready. So we thought, why not automate everything and make their life easier? And then what we did is we validated this idea with a few of our existing customers, and then we transferred them over to the app builder.
Awesome. Okay, that's really cool.
And then we basically asked them, like, do you want to pay whatever the price is, right? Like, say, $99 a month versus paying $20,000, $30,000 for your app.
Okay, cool. That's really great. All right, so how long after you kind of came up with that initial idea did it take you to get your first customer or first dollar made?
So the way we've done it was pretty organically. We actually launched not too long ago, like it's in the past 2 months or so. And we've done a pretty quiet launch because I can tell you that for myself as a company owner, it's very important for me to validate step by step and make sure that this is in fact something that people need. So getting the customers was based on different, you know, different connections that we have. Actually, you know what? The first customer that we have, can't really tell her name, but it's a really big magazine. And they actually wrote an article about me because of the TED Talk that I did. And then in the TED Talk, in the article, they're interviewing me, oh, what Plazas is, this and that. And then the owner of the magazine said, oh, I want to have an app for my newspaper. I want to be able to serve it to my audience. And this is actually how we got the first client.
That is really cool story. That's awesome. All right. So then in the early stages, then did you do any kind of other promotional aspects of this? Like, did you do any kind of marketing of any kind? And if so, what did you use?
Actually, we didn't do any marketing. We're not at that stage. Right now we're in the validation stage. So the first stage was the alpha, which is when we took Galvanize. We validated the idea and we created those social apps for different customers. So that was one kind of clientele that we got. And then we moved on to incorporating Plazas, and then we developed this app builder. And then we just finished development not so long ago. And then we said, we're not going to promote it right now. We're still in a phase where we're doing beta. So as beta, we're not going to promote it. We're doing different promotional and different like marketing campaigns. It has been very organically, like the way I mentioned with that client that came from the TED article.
All right, cool. Okay, so now switching gears a little bit, what would you say is your biggest mistake that you've made in business this far?
Oh my gosh, so many. Where am I going to start? So in the, I would say, 8+ years in my career as being in different management positions and working for customers and then incorporating my own company, I have to say that the biggest mistake is that being a dreamer, I dream very, very big, and I'm not always aware of the reality and the constraints. I can tell you that with Plazas, we are still going through so many hurdles, because when we're doing this app builder, you're basically allowing anybody to create their own native Android app and iPhone app. And the big mistake is that I guess we haven't done a lot of research as to how many roadblocks Apple would put in your way and how many roadblocks Google would put in your way. And basically the consequence is that, you know, is that things might break as soon as Apple or Google, as soon as they update their API. So there's a lot of interdependencies there. So I would say the bigger mistake in general for any manager is not being able to plan all the risk associated to the project, which at the end of the day is just about money, right? It just costs you more when you have to deal with these roadblocks.
Okay. If you had to start over with zero money and just a laptop, how would you start your company over again?
Okay, so that's a very easy question, Curtis. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The way I would encourage anybody can create their own company. Anybody can just create an idea. And the way they do it is exactly the way you say, is that you don't need any money. You just need a laptop and you need a Wi-Fi. So I would encourage people, go to Thailand. Go to Koh Chang. That's an amazing island. That's what I think. When you have your laptop with you, all you need to do is get inspired by everything that's happening interactively in the world. And then once you come up with your idea, so for example, you know, my idea was let's automate social networks app builder, right? And actually the way I started it is with zero money, because what I did and what I usually do as a product person is I prototype things. So I came up with the idea. And then based on the different clients that we had, I saw what were the different requirements that they needed. And then I sketched everything together. The way I do it is I just use, let's say, other apps or other websites that I'm inspired by. And then I put everything together and I create interactive prototype. And then I present the idea. If, say, for example, you want to present it to clients, or if you're trying to get investors, you present the idea, you present your prototype that you built on your own just by doing different sketches. And then with that, you can validate and you can get investment, as mentioned.
Great. Okay. Yeah, and I find that such a big roadblock for so many people is that they have a great idea, but they have no idea where to start. So that was a lot of value. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we're going into a couple of the shorter questions, and then we got about a few more here, and we'll be all done. So what one book has had the biggest impact on your life?
I have a lot of books that impacted my life. I'm going to answer this from a professional, in a professional outlook. The one book that really impacted my TED, and the book that also impacted the way we do things at Plazas, is a book called Hooked by Nir Eyal.
Okay.
The guy is a genius. It's called Hooked. The guy is a genius when it comes to consumers' interactions with a brand or with a product, and particularly with a social network. So the way Nir Eyal describes it is that there is a hooked effect. So if you think about how Mark Zuckerberg has gotten people so hooked on Facebook, is because back in the day, he would send you a push notification for everything that had happened in the social network, for somebody following you, for somebody liking stuff that you've done, for like a new friend, a new message, so on and so forth. And because of that, he created this effect where you keep on going back on Facebook because you're so addicted, because you get positive affirmations, you know, how cool you are and how many people you have in your social network. And then I would suggest, if people have time, to spend 17 minutes watching my TED Talk, because I go further into this hooked effect. And then I suggest a few things that people can do to step outside of that addiction.
Okay, yeah. I actually just watched your TED Talk before this, and it was amazing. And
thank you.
My next question is actually about that. I have a couple questions regarding the TED Talk. First off, how does that whole thing work? Like, did you have to apply to become a TED Talker, or did you get accepted, or talk us through that, walk us through that whole process?
Yeah, so what you do is you bribe people. No, I'm kidding. No, you don't bribe anyone. So the way it works is that there are many, many TEDxs, which are local TEDs all over the world. And then there's the actual TED, which is this, apparently, I think it's like non-for-profit, which is doesn't really make sense because you got to pay like thousands of dollars to attend it. And then only like if you're Bill Gates or somebody like that, you can be accepted as a TED speaker. But fortunately for us, for the common people, there's local TEDxs. And what you do is you simply figure out what are the TEDxs that are in your city, and then you contact the organizers, and they're always, always looking for interesting people that can, like in the TED that I was at, which is TEDx Stanley Park, they were looking for people that can inspire for action, right? So you have to inspire people with your story. You don't have to be this like crazy scientist that invented like the light bulb or something like that. You can be any person that has a message to the world, but you really have to know how to craft that message. Now, my path for getting this opportunity to be auditioned is because I know some of the owners of TEDx Stanley Park, and they've heard about me as well. And so when I came to the interview, I was very fortunate for them to know all the work that I've been doing in the past couple of years. And then they wanted me to present in the section of technology. And then I suggested social media and loneliness. And, you know, I passed all the auditions. And then they changed my script 10,000 times. And at the end, I think it turned out well.
It really did. I really enjoyed it a lot. And you had some amazing points of view and concepts in there that were really mindset changing for me.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And now the next question goes along with that. And what is your best piece of advice for people learning to public speak? So if you have one tip or something that you've learned or a kind of a trick over the years, what would that be?
Yeah, so I am not endorsing Toastmasters, but I have to say that for me, Toastmaster has been an incredible help. Toastmaster is an international organization that teaches you how to do public speaking. It's an educational program. It's like, I mean, in our club is like $100 for 6 months, so it doesn't actually cost very much. It just costs your time. And it's also an opportunity to network with like-minded people. I mean, our club is for entrepreneurs. And so we get to meet every week and practice public speaking, and you really learn the basics. But I have to say Toastmaster is for the basics. Like, if you want to be an advanced speaker, and if you want to be a TED speaker, you should probably, take a mentor and see how you can get there. But before even getting to public speaking, if you have a message, if anybody has a message to the world that they want to present, they first have to craft their message and understand what are their life goal or how do they actually make a difference into this world. And then once they craft the message, they can just learn how to do public speaking.
Great. Okay. What habit or skill have you formed that has helped you with your success today?
I see. Well, I have a habit of working really hard, many, many, many hours a day. But I would have to say that I wasn't always like that. People really have to get, kind of like what I was saying about the social effect, people have to get positive affirmations for them to continue doing something until it's successful. And this goes to your question about being an entrepreneur and starting a company or any idea. You have to be fearless. Like, you have to have no fear whatsoever. People are going to put obstacles in your way. They're going to say you're no good. They're going to tell you you're never going to succeed. And you have to be able to just believe in what is it that you want to do and just keep on doing it. Now, when it comes to the habit, you need to create your own positive habit. So, for example, for me, I first studied software engineering. It was, like, awful. I failed left, right, and center. But in the end, I passed. and I got my degree. And then when I started with a job, I started with like a simple job, like doing quality assurance. And every time I learned how to be a quality assurance engineer, or afterwards when I learned how to be a project manager, every single task that I did, I tried to perfect it and be very, very good at it, so that I got positive affirmations from my bosses and then from clients that I had. And then I knew, wow, I can really be good at it. And that was kind of like the path for me to create this habit of being able to come up with new ideas, being able to come up with new products, being able to support clients. So I don't know if that sort of answers the question.
Yeah, no, that was great. Thank you. All right, so I got one last question here for you, and then you can tell us a little bit about yourself. What one piece of advice do you have for people starting their very first business?
So it's in continuance to what I was saying before, is that you have to understand what is your message to the world, how can you change the world with your business. And I would say, I would do the parallel to kind of being on stage, right? So when you're a public speaker, a lot of people think, oh, it's all about myself, right? I'm the Galia, right? I'm the Galia on the stage. Well, I'm not. I'm just a vehicle, and as a vehicle, I transport different messages to the world. So I'm here on this stage to deliver a message and to entertain people. That was my purpose when I did the TED Talk. So you are here as an entrepreneur in order to deliver a service to the world. And you really have to understand and be very, very focused on what is it that your service or your product is doing to benefit others. And once you know this will benefit others, everything else will fall into place. And I think that the one piece of advice is be very focused. Don't try to do many, many things at the same time. Focus on one product at a time or one service at a time. Try to perfect it. Try to get those positive affirmations. You know, even work for other people and learn how it's like in the industry. Get your education. And then when you really feel that you're able to perfect it and deliver something that is a little bit more unique than everybody else, you will succeed as an entrepreneur.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That was an amazing piece of advice. And where can people find more about you?
I'm welcome, everybody. Like, if they have any questions about TED Talks, about plazas, about like my career path, I welcome emails at Galia, G-A-L-Y-A, at plazas.com.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much. That was great. Thank you so much for the interview. I really appreciate your time, and I've learned so much from you just in this short conversation. And I'm really excited to learn more about you and share this interview with the future followers.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Curtis.
It was mine.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
All right, everybody. I really hope you enjoyed that episode. I really enjoyed chatting with Galia. It was an absolute pleasure, and I learned so much. So thank you, Galia, once again for your time. Make sure you guys go check her out at plazas.com. You can find more about what she's doing there and check out her TEDx talk. If you look up Galia Wessler on YouTube, you'll be able to find her amazing TED talk. It's very impactful, and I think that everybody should go and check that out. For more information on today's show, check out medium.com/Curtis Anderton, KURTISANDERTON. You will be able to find all the show notes and information about Galia at medium.com. Also, if you guys want to make it a little bit easier, just Google the Define Startup Show and our Medium account will come up there. So thank you guys once again for tuning in. Make sure you guys check out all of our social medias and our previous episodes with Joe DeSena, Howard Bihar, and some other amazing guests. So if you guys like today's episode, please share it with some friends. It really helps us. And I appreciate every single like and share and review. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I really appreciate your time. Have a wonderful day, and remember, you have what it takes. I'll catch you guys in the next one.